hey, what are we going to do for that special graduate? We're going to go to Marguerite's. We're going to have them make her something that she's going to treasure and remember forever and who it came from. She's accomplished wonderful things, and she's from our family. So we're going to let her know it means something special. We're going to make her that special, special graduation gift from Marguerite's. Come into Marguerite's. They make it. They really make it. They're in Peppertree, starting in all prices. We'll make it very affordable. Congratulations, you graduate.
It's Riverbend Brewfest 2019, Friday, May 17th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Train Shed. Brewfest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Tickets are $25 and include a commemorative tasting glass. Live music will be provided by Burnham Wood. The fun continues with River Jam on Saturday at 6 p.m. with entertainment by Corey Smith, Jesse Lynn, and Kurt J. Tickets are $20. Sponsored by Wind Creek Hospitality, Capital Hyundai, Bama Bud, and Spire Energy. For tickets and information, visit funofmontgomery.com.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
And now, a star is born. On May 17th, 1956, the world welcomed little baby Bob Saget.
Okay, one more push, Mom, and you are gonna have a full house. And, oops, I dropped him. Hey, anyone get that on home video?
Bob Saget, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets about illegal immigrants, please do not make yourselves too comfortable, you will be leaving soon. Meantime, there's a plan to move some people caught at the southern border from Texas to Florida.
Broward County Mayor Mark Bogan says the plan will result in a humanitarian crisis. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says he was notified of the plan by the Miami-based office of the U.S. Border Patrol. He says this will turn into a massive public safety issue.
Fox's Tom Ricotti. Parts of the Mueller report related to the president's former national security advisor are ordered unredacted by a federal judge. A court filing in his criminal case is already public.
Michael Flynn says people connected to the Trump administration and Congress contacted him to talk about the Russia probe and his role in it. That was in a court filing from prosecutors. Flynn handing over a voicemail as proof of that contact.
Fox's Jill Nato. Flynn has yet to be sentenced for lying to the FBI. This is Fox News.
Found the morning show that's going to get all medieval on your
buttocks
with Greg Budell.
A lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of a sheep.
Jay Scott.
I will hurt you for this. A day will come when you think you're safe and happy, and your joy will turn to ashes in your mouth.
Emily Hayes.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Hodor!
So grab another cup of coffee and relax, because...
And winter is coming.
But right now, it's three men and a lady.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
Hodor. Oh, Daenerys' guy to me is Jace.
I'm Scott.
He's doing Random Facts coming up, followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. We also have the Mad Queen in the house.
Hello, Queen.
It's just a Game,
it's a
of,
Game
Thrones
of Thrones joke. Reference. That's all it is.
It's trying to be consistent.
Daenerys.
And here's Khaleesi and with the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
And that's the Daenerys guy to me.
Mostly sunny today, and again, some random storms. We've been talking on Facebook, people talking about some of the storms they had yesterday with hail and trees down and, you know, an inch and a half of rain, while many neighborhoods, most towns, had absolutely nothing. That's the way it is in this random storm situation. Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s. Most people will stay dry, but there'll be some isolated random storms possible that could put on a show. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow, sunshine, a little more humid, high near 90. Rain chances not zero, but under 20%. Tomorrow night's low 65, upper 80s to near 90. Sunday, too, chance of a late day isolated storm or maybe Sunday evening. Scattered storms around Monday, and then a very hot week ahead next week. Right now, this morning, we have 88% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies. Temperature 68 now at 7:07. Dylan Rings here in Montgomery. A family-owned business, operated since 1973, I should say. Excellent customer service. Gosh, I've been admiring some of the work that Josh Ryder has done. On their Facebook page, you can see this if you want to, or you can go in person and check with him, talk with him. A very talented creator of custom fine jewelry. In fact, they have all kinds of booklets where you can see some of the things that Josh created over the years and the months and the stories behind them. So stop by, see Josh and Leslie in person. Not only see Josh's creation, but they have designer pieces from around the world in their showroom. I love reading the testimonials on their website from happy customers all over the river region. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from Walgreens, at Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. Closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday from 10 to 3. Go by and see them, and you know, you might have an anniversary coming up, maybe birthdays, not too early to think about the holidays, too. Experience the difference at Dylan Rings.
Let's head down to the traffic dungeon. It's been, what, 2 days since I-65 has been shut down and closed for a calamitous wreck.
Right.
See what we got going. Just uploaded from the traffic dungeon, here is Mr. Balaki. 709.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into our Friday morning rush hour, and we don't see a lot of troubles for you on the roadways this morning. We do have one accident. It's on Congressman William Dickinson Boulevard right at Gunner Park Drive. So if you're headed into Gunner, be careful there. Around the boulevard, everything is starting to thicken up with the traffic, but everybody's moving along, just slowing down at the traffic lights. If you're on the interstates, it is a speed limit ride on I-65, and we don't see anything to hang up your way into work this morning on I-85. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, we are slowing down at the Redland Road traffic light, and once you reach the boulevard, so be careful there. Keep in mind that the school zones are in effect, and you need to watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma double cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Before we get local news, if you're a business owner, property owner, residential, commercial, industrial, whatever, and you would like to get a great result on the maintenance of your property, meaning the whatever lawn areas you may have, bushes, hedges, trees beautifully sculpted, get the best price from J&S Professional Lawn Service. John and Melissa Cato do not maintain an office. That's one reason why they can give you a better price and an outstanding result. Call them at 202-8760. If nobody answers, just leave a message and they will get back to you. They're eager to help you put the best face on your business. That's 202-8760 for J&S Professional Law. It's that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Got your local news, and then we're back with no convoluted introduction to...
Oh, no. I knew the day would come.
This day would come, didn't you?
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Well, if you put it that way.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Lawmakers have until next week to comply with federal demands to improve the state prison system. Back in April, the Department of Justice issued a report saying Alabama's prison conditions are unconstitutional. Thursday, a group of lawmakers gave an update. They say they're taking a deliberate approach to the prison crisis. Changes may be on the horizon for the state school board. Thursday, the Senate voted unanimously 30-0 in favor of a bill that would replace the current elected state school board with a board appointed by the governor. That bill now goes on to the House for approval, then to Governor Kay Ivey's desk to be signed. If signed, Alabamians will vote on a constitutional amendment to make that bill a law. And Lockheed Martin, a major employer in Pike County, just broke ground on its new facility Thursday. This expansion is expected to create hundreds of jobs. Construction will begin immediately and should be finished in 2021, and production will start the next year. I'm Julia Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Play that funky music.
It's food and it's funk and it's good.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
I ain't hanging around in this funky mess any longer than I have to. Come on, buddy. Get groovy. Get funky. Let's go.
Yeah! Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just don't believe me. Just watch.
I'm a chunky monkey from Funky Town.
You ready to play some funky music, white boy?
After all, freaks need to get funky, too.
Let's put the fun in funky.
There's times for falling apart, and there's times for getting funky. This is one of those funky times. Holy funkadelic.
It's party time.
Something felt funky.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Turn to the experts at AC by LeQuire and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by LeQuire for details. ACbyLeQuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May. Because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is really awful.
All this work, I'm burned out. Finally, end of the week. Clock strikes 5. Grab my things and I head out to my car. Take off my tie, change my clothes. Gonna hit the town, ow, ow. I'm putting my whole life on hold because it's Friday.
Bring, 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 bring a beer. Bring, 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 bring a beer. Bring, 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 bring a beer.
Cause it's Friday.
And now, let's see what the facts say. What kind of facts?
Random
facts.
Okay.
Well done.
All right. If we had to go through that to get that, yeah. It's worth it.
I know. That's why I kind of said at the beginning, this is sort of awful. But
is that the last one?
Well, I said, I could do that. And that's it. I'm done.
Okay.
No back more. To you, Jay.
No more.
We appreciate your efforts.
Thank you.
Did you know? If you're a 21 Pilots fan, you do know.
Oh.
The band 21 Pilots, where they got their name from.
I do not know the answer.
It's referenced, do you know at all?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's from an Arthur Miller play.
Oh.
The play is called All My Sons, where 21 pilots from World War II died due to faulty made aircraft parts that were shipped despite being known they were defective.
I only know the names of three pilots.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Did you know that the city of Hamburg in Germany... Hamburg?
Hamburg.
Hamburg in Germany.
Yeah.
Has a total of 2,496 bridges, which is the most of any city in Europe, and many more than cities like Venice, Amsterdam, and St. Petersburg. This has led to... Hamburg?
Yeah.
Hamburg.
Hamburg?
Yeah.
Hamburg.
Humbug.
Yeah. Being referred to as the Venice of the North.
Oh, how about?
Oh, cool.
For those of you listening, I just want to... Emily was looking at Jay with a Helen Crumb face. As if she were... a teachable moment.
She was nice about her correction.
Those bridges take you to Suburban Cheeseburg.
If you've never had the experience of having Pedialyte run up into your sinuses,
it'll clear them out.
Oh, yeah.
Well played, Rich.
Thanks.
You should leave for the game now, Rich.
Yeah. Beat that Atlanta traffic. Did you know that NASA ground controllers were once shocked to hear a female voice from the space station?
I'm shocked, shocked.
Women can't go to space.
Special effects. One of those guys stashed a female.
Snuck a broad up into space.
Apparently interacting with them, which they knew to have an all-male crew.
Yeah.
And so they didn't understand what was going on.
Uh-huh.
They had been pranked by an astronaut who used a recording of his wife and brought it with him.
Clever.
Did you know... I would love to try and do this in his voice, but I think it would kill me if I tried to do the whole thing, and
who?
I don't think you would understand it.
Who, what?
Angelo Poffo.
Uh-huh.
Poffo?
Poffo. P-O-F-F-O.
Mm-hmm.
Poffo. He is the father of Macho Man Randy Savage. I would love to.
Brother, brother. That's the only one that Joey's talking.
That's Hogan.
That's Hulk Hogan.
Angelo Poffo.
Yeah.
Angelo Poffo.
Father of the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Anyway, he destroyed the world record for consecutive sit-ups.
Golly.
Take a guess at how many he did.
712.
That is too low.
What?
No, 1,200.
What are you...
That is too low.
Wouldn't you cramp up at some time? 2,765.
That is also too low as well.
Okay.
4,112.
Just hit us.
6,033.
Good.
That's
night
what I was
nerves.
Gonna guess.
Wow, you would have been right.
But I had to do some housekeeping.
I know you're over there working.
He did that in 4 hours and 10 minutes. The record is still unbroken.
What's the most any of you have ever done?
I don't know.
I sit up in bed at times, but.
I
back in the day,
100. Yeah, me too. I could do 100.
Sure, yeah.
Did 100. I do that yesterday? No.
Do crunches count?
Those two, yeah.
Because I used to have to do those when I was doing weightlifting in high school, and that was, 5 sets of 25, I think.
I do one crunch every time I get out of bed because...
4 sets of 25?
You kind of sunk into the mattress, so you have to exert some abdominal effort to get up. But I used to be in really good shape, I used to be able to do 100 squats with a 125-pound dumbbell on my back. That was somebody I was dating, either.
I was going to say, what's the name of the dumbbell?
Beat you to it. And I had to cut back on that because it made my thighs so muscular, they were bursting through my pants.
Oh, okay.
Hulk.
Oh, no, I'm serious.
You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
That's a reference to Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when
I only
angry.
Did a whole wrestling match with him as his corner man, so.
No.
No. Bruce, no. Bill Bixby.
Oh, that Hulk.
Yeah.
There's more than one.
Because that's what he said.
The Incredible Hulk.
Not Hulk Hogan.
Pardon me.
Pardon me. Moving on. I'm
gonna let this one slide, Greg, but you better tighten up.
Did you know the Pixar film Coco?
Coco.
Coco.
Which features the spirits of dead family members, got past China's censors with zero cuts. In China, superstition is taboo due to the belief that spiritual forces could undermine people's faith in the Communist Party.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
That is so true. I mean, that's the state religion.
The censors were so moved by the film that they gave it a complete pass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dumbos.
Do you know the reason we say o'clock?
Because time was invented in Ireland?
That's good.
That is good, actually. That's so bad. It's so good.
O'clock. It's not quite.
So stupid, something like I might have said.
Like cheeseburger, whatever it was.
They're about equal, I think.
You know? No, the reason we say o'clock, it comes from a period when both mechanical clocks and sundials overlapped each other. So to clarify which type of time that you were giving, you would say it is 10 on the clock. Which became 10 o'clock.
Oh. Very interesting. Never heard that before.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You learn something new every day during this segment.
I didn't know that there was a period of overlap of sundials into mechanical clocks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense that there is, but yeah. I never really conceived the idea until just now.
That's why the internet's here, Jay.
It is. Did you know that Vancouver, Canada?
Vancouver.
Has the least affordable housing in North America. It is more expensive there than Manhattan and San Francisco.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Because it's bad in San Francisco.
Highly expensive.
I just got a text on the o'clock that it was funny. Thank you for the affirmation, my friend.
It was funny. Did you know that all the characters in The Simpsons have four fingers, except for one character who has five... The character of God.
Oh.
He has five. Yeah. Regular human hand whenever God appears. You never see his face. You only see, like, he's very tall.
Yeah.
And you only see the hands.
Yeah.
And it's a regular human hand type.
Huh.
Lort.
That was proper use.
Was it?
It was.
How do you get to say when it's proper use? It's not your word.
But it is his segment. You can make the rules. No, but you, I mean...
Don't
get me started.
I'm just going to sit back here in the corner with my special effects.
Did you know in Taiwan there was a 96-year-old? He saved his village from demolition by painting every surface of the village with colorful imagery. It brought in so many tourists that the mayor ordered that the village be preserved.
How about that?
Ooh, interesting. Never heard that before.
Yeah. Did you know a swimmer by the name of Anthony Irvin? He won a gold medal at the 2000 Olympics. He retired then at 22 and began abusing drugs. At one moment, being hardly able to raise from a sofa for days on end. That's how bad it got. In 2011, he got back into swimming. And at the 2016 Olympics, he became the oldest swimmer to win a gold medal.
Wow. Now, that's a great story.
That's a nice
little comeback.
Nice ending.
And finally, did you know that an 84-year-old lady in India is the world's oldest female sharpshooter?
How old is she, Jay?
She's an 84-year-old lady from India.
Sorry.
Oh, bless it.
She first started at the age of 65 and turned out to be a complete natural at the at sharpshooting. She has won countless shooting competitions.
I bet she and Dr. Sam would have a fun conversation.
Yeah, she would. Actually, she is now, according to this article, because it's older, she's actually 87 now.
Oh.
But still the world's oldest female sharpshooter.
Oh.
Do we know where she was on November 22nd, 1963?
That's right. Maybe in the grassy knoll?
One more conspiracy theory to that.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
727. So these guys are going to cook up our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. In the meantime, a reminder that Lewis Lawn is continuing their expansion. And it's so great to see that. They have doubled the showroom space now. And, gosh, I'm so good at shuffling all my stuff up here, but they've brought in now a line of tractor mowers to Lewis Lawn. I got to ride on one of these. It's kind of cool because if you just put doors on it and a roof over it, it would be like a car. It's that comfortable. But it's sort of like driving a car that can mow your lawn at the same time. Really nice. And, of course, when it comes to mowers, they carry all the great brands, Zero Turn, X-Mark, and Toros, for trimming, edging, and sculpting, Shindawa products, all the steel products. Any garage or shed that doesn't have a steel blower in it, I'm sorry, has an empty feeling, because that's probably one of the most useful things you'll ever buy, because you use it year-round. It can clean in seconds a deck, a porch, a driveway, accumulating leafage in the fall. It's especially handy because you can throw your rake away. Not your wake array.
What's happening?
What's happening? It's these cookies. Thank you, Ellis. Lewis Lawn has a great team to help you. Chad Sasser is the point guy. He knows which manufacturers have special incentives and rebates on a month-to-month basis. Haley's at the counter, and anything you purchase there can be brought back for service, warranty service at Lewis Lawn. You'll find them at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Watch them grow. And you can reach them by phone at 244-9191. That's 244-9191 for the gang at Lewis Lawn. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Jay Scott.
All right, here is your random facts, random quiz question. What is the city in Europe that has the most bridges than any other city in Europe?
Should we say we'll accept?
No.
All
right, 272-9228, if you know the answer to this one, 272-9228. As we hit the 7:30 mark on the show, the Bus to Camp News and Views is halfway there. 272-9228, 10 bucks of free shopping at Food Outlet. A little bit later, I'll tell you just exactly how much that can buy.
Montgomery Skywatch moving our way through a Friday morning, and the boulevard is starting to get packed up around the intersection, so be careful if you're using it to travel around this morning. If you are on I-85, we don't see anything to slow you down this morning. I-65 is still rolling smooth into the downtown area. Be careful, it will jam up in just a little while. We don't see any problems on the 31s either, so if you are headed into work or school, consider yourself lucky this morning. Everything's moving along smooth. School zones are in effect, so watch your speed around the school zones. Begin your new career now, May 21st. Is the last day to register for summer term classes at Trenum State Community College. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, let's see if John can give us the correct answer on our pop quiz question. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Which city is it that has the most bridges there, John?
Did you say Vancouver?
That is not it.
It's a city in Europe, unfortunately.
Sorry. But
thanks for calling.
Vancouver, Canada happens to be the place that has the most expensive what, apartments and stuff like that?
Yeah, right. So he did mention Vancouver, but if you were half listening, you might have thought he was talking about that.
But, so, you know, you could be a winner later because we give away some nice stuff in the final Emily segment
of the
morning.
That is today.
It's done with special effects.
It is done today.
And just before 9 o'clock. So just live. Making the effort to contact us could produce a prize for you.
Uh-huh.
So let's go to Lynn. Next, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. You sound so bright and chipper today. Let's ramp that up with the winning answer.
Umber Journey.
Yeah. And those bridges connect to a suburban town name.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, Cheeseburg. It was a bad joke.
And by the way, my sinuses are still stinging from the fruit-flavored
Pedialyte
that shot up there when he said that. So you're having a good time today. I'll be like this, trying to fix my nose.
I'm sorry.
No, Lynn, it's not your fault. We appreciate you. Hang
it's
on.
It's Rich's fault.
Yeah.
He was
Thank you. A
naughty, naughty
Thank
boy.
Thank you.
All right, don't go away. Jay's going to get you set up with your Fruit Outlet gift certificate. All right.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Mostly sunny today with a high temperature in the upper 80s. Like yesterday, there will be some isolated, random storms. Most towns, like yesterday, will stay completely dry. But some storms could, towns could get quite a show. That's the way it works in the summertime. It's feast or famine. Tonight's low 66. Your chances of seeing one are, you know, roughly 20%. Tomorrow, sunshine, high near 90, a little bit more humidity tomorrow. Rain chances running under 20% tomorrow, but not zero. Tonight, tomorrow night's low 65. Then upper 80s to around 90 on Sunday, maybe a late day thunderstorm or Sunday evening perhaps. And then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday as a weakening front fizzles right over us. Then after that, lots of heat next week. We're going to be into the 90s as that week unfolds next week, and that is the week that takes us into Memorial Day. Right now, this morning, 88% relative humidity. Hey, boo-boo.
Memorial Day. Gonna get a picnic.
Partly cloudy skies. Get your picnic baskets at 68 at 734.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
If you come back from that picnic and your house is flooded.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Maybe sopping wet carpets. Maybe the drywall.
Should have let the dogs out.
That's right. Yeah. Who let the dogs out? I would suggest you call Plumbing by Luke Quire. They are the people who are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. Well, for over 2 decades, they've been second to none in the River Region. And that's why at my house, it's a no-brainer when I have a plumbing issue. It's always going to be Plumbing by Luke Quire. I like the fact that the guys come in. Well, first of all, they pick up the phone and call you and tell you they're on their way. Then they assess the problem, they sit down, they explain what the problem is, this is what it's going to cost, and by the way, that's the price that you're going to pay. There's never a surprise, okay? They're very professional, Plumbing by Luke Quire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Plumbing by Luke Quire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Strawberry. Strawberry as in Daryl, the home run hitter for the New York Mets and the Dodgers. Strawberry as in Fields Forever. Why no? Strawberry shortcake.
Ah, I love that.
Is in the cartoon?
What's the face? What's the face?
I was just laughing at that roll you went on. Side note, the strawberry shortcake at Baumhauer's is freaking phenomenal.
It is. I've had it, and I'm not a big dessert guy.
I'm not either. You know how I am about sweets, but that is so flippin' good.
Well, they have kicked it up a notch with their warm buttermilk biscuits topped with fresh strawberries, vanilla ice cream, and they put a drizzle on that.
So good.
It is.
So good.
One of the toughest things to do is eat that one careful bite at a time. That's usually something you're grabbing spoons. You'd want to leave one drop in the bowl. It's so good. Strawberry, as in strawberry shortcake. Strawberry is the only word I'll need this afternoon between 3 and 6, and I'll ask you for that sometime in that window during happy hour. Our number is 272-9228, and the ninth caller will win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard or the downtown location, which, guess what, is open right now for breakfast. That's at 201 Union, the first floor of the RSA building, and you can park in air-conditioned comfort and just walk right upstairs to the restaurant.
From the Fox Business Network, farm and construction equipment maker Deere & Company is reporting a disappointing start to the year. It's also lowering its expectations for 2019. Photo-sharing company Pinterest is losing more money than expected. It just reported its first earnings after going public. Despite its losses, the company says it's encouraged by its strength in the U.S. and how many users it is picking up internationally. Luckin Coffee is going public today. It's been called the Starbucks of China. The stock is expected to debut at $17 a share on the NASDAQ under the symbol LK. It's less than 2 years old, but Luckin already has more than 2,300 coffee shops in China. Starbucks is currently the largest coffee shop chain in China and plans to grow to 6,000 locations there by 2023. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
You don't want to mess with the IRS. They have the power to garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, and even take your home or business. That's all true. But thankfully, they're offering a way out. The Fresh Start Initiative. If you qualify, you could save thousands. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best possible tax settlement, and they have an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Optima for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
And ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Changes may be on the horizon for the state school board. Thursday, the Senate voted unanimously 30-0 in favor of a bill that would replace the current elected state school board with a board appointed by the governor. That bill now goes on to the House for approval, then to Governor Kay Ivey's desk to be signed. If signed, Alabamians will vote on a constitutional amendment to make that bill a law. Lawmakers have until next week to comply with federal demands to improve the state prison system. Back in April, the Department of Justice issued a report saying Alabama's prison conditions are unconstitutional. Thursday, a group of lawmakers gave an update. They say they're taking a deliberate approach to the prison crisis. And Lockheed Martin, a major employer in Pike County, just broke ground on its new facility Thursday. This expansion is expected to create hundreds of jobs. Construction will begin immediately and should be finished in 2021, and production will start the next year. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, River Region. This is Attorney Saj Grubbs, inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon, where we will discuss life and legacies. Our first speaker, Heather Ann Grubbs, will show you how to maximize your retirement. Our second speaker, Julia Marr, she's an expert on creating positive and stress-free transitions for those that are downsizing. And of course, our third speaker is yours truly, Attorney Saj Grubbs. I'll be showing you how to protect your life savings, whether they are tied to a family business or if they're just personal. So join us at the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 a.m. until noon. To register, find the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Or you can call 334-649-4911.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 7:44 and it's Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I still can't believe that story. The 10 million people are expected to take Monday off because the Game of Thrones finale is on Sunday.
There's probably a bunch of watch parties.
Yeah.
You know, and that sort of thing. And it being a Sunday night, doesn't come on until 8. It's like an hour and 45 minutes or something.
Is that what it's going to be?
I don't exactly know.
When do we see the petition that the Monday following Game of Thrones should be a national holiday?
Yeah, right.
Like the Super Bowl, which I think could be easily solved since they've made it President's Day. Why not just move it up to the first Monday in February right, and get it over with?
We still wouldn't have it off.
No, we wouldn't. Because we have priorities here at Blue Water. We honor the holidays, the real ones. You want Tecumseh's birthday off, you take it off your vacation. Accumulated.
Right.
I was looking for a clip because Renee Zellweger.
Oh, from the Judy movie, yeah.
And, you know, first of all, Renee Zellweger, she doesn't even look like Renee Zellweger anymore. She had a cosmetic procedure. It wasn't botched, but it just totally changed that little round girl face she had to.
Took her eyes out, yeah. Put little black lines.
Well, you know, her eyes have. She never opens her eyes. There was a great skit on Mad TV on Renee Zellweger, and all she was doing was crying, and literally her eyelashes were glued together. Yeah. You really don't see much of her eyes.
Right.
Look at this scene here. This, I guess, is Judy Garland on a phone. an old landline phone and
official teaser.
I guess she kind of pulls the look off a little bit. My Aunt Dorothy looked like Judy Garland.
Really?
Yeah. I've done too many of those stories. I am not going to make a decision here.
Why not?
Because I don't feel like it.
Well, I don't think that I'm allowed to make a decision.
I'm going to, since you said that, I'm going to let you. We need to do a conundrum. We have a nice gift for the winner.
Do we?
Sure.
What do we have?
$10 of fine dining at the Seafood Bistro. In fact, maybe we'll get better participation if we get people excited about the Seafood Bistro first.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, not Emily.
Oh, it's catching.
Yeah, I heard.
Did you hear?
Of course I heard.
Yeah, you heard.
The first thing I made a comment on whenever he did it, too. They are located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. We are fast approaching their year anniversary.
May 21st.
Yeah, that is coming up next Tuesday. And that will be, I know that they have decided that they would go back to
customer
the
Customer Appreciation Day.
Right. And I believe the Po' Boys will go back to the price they were when they first opened.
On Woodmere Boulevard.
Yeah. So check that out. They've got other things planned for it as well.
Best thing to do is to follow them on Facebook so you don't miss any of that customer appreciation
This
stuff.
Is correct.
Thanks, Jay. Didn't mean to step all over your segment. Go ahead.
He's got about 5 words in on this one so far.
Right?
You know, got to talk real fast because sometimes Emily comes in. So you can go to theseafoodbistro.com. That is their website. Make sure the word "the" is in there. Theseafoodbistro.com. It's not thefacebook.com. It is theseafoodbistro.com. Go there. You can see the entire menu. Don't forget, the stuff on the board that they've got when you go in there are things like fried green tomatoes that they've added to the menu. Well, they've added to the board. It's not necessarily on the menu, but it is there. You can order fried green tomatoes. They're fantastic. And the new fish tacos, which you can get with either mahi-mahi or the shrimp. It is fantastic. Dragon sauce on there. The rice that comes with it is phenomenal as well. I can't recommend that enough. It is so good. So delicious. Check them out. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Like and follow them on Facebook for all kinds of details.
That's how we get people excited about winning a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro. Thank you, Jay. Well done. And here's how you can win it. In the United States of America. In America.
America.
The average woman holds on to this for 16 years. The average woman holds on to what for 16 years?
Okay.
272-9228. This is the result of a scientific study. In fact, it was in the news.
News.
But don't Google it. Try and guess. That's what makes this fun. And then call us at 272-9228 so you can enjoy that gift card to Seafood Bistro. The average woman hangs onto this for 16 years. Would that be true in your case?
Yes.
Very good. So it'd be great to hear from some women, some first-time callers.
Yeah, ladies, if you want to call.
Maybe this person. You're
allowed.
First.
No, hi.
Who's this?
Bo Holt. Hey.
Bolt.
What's up, man?
I'm going to say a grudge.
A grudge.
Give me grudge. I'm sorry, Bo.
That's not it, man, but thank you.
Y'all have a good one.
I appreciate it.
And then, of course, like my second wife, who was born with a grudge, held on to it forever. But a good starter guess. 272-9228. What is it that the average woman in the United States holds on to for 16 years? You think you got the answer to this one? 272-9228, and we will send you with a $10 head start to the Seafood Bistro. We do a lot of food on this show. And let's see who our next caller is.
There you go.
Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Wedding dress.
Wedding dress.
That's good.
Give me wedding dress. I'm sorry, man.
That's a good answer.
Am I shrinking, or is the phone just further away today?
I don't, It seems like it's a little farther.
So the phone was moved over here towards me yesterday, so I don't know. So, yeah, you need to move that closer. Yeah. What's your name again?
Jay is busy queuing up callers, so what we can do at 751 is quickly head down to the traffic dungeon and come right back to your calls.
Okay.
At 272-9228, as we wait to find out what it is the average American woman hangs on to for 16 years.
Montgomery Skywatch with a busy Friday morning in traffic. The traffic around the downtown area is starting to get pretty thick. It's busy around Ann Street and the Federal Drive area as you head into Madison Avenue, so be careful there. There's also quite a bit of traffic heading in on South Union Street off of I-85, which is running along pretty well this morning. We don't see a lot of delays on the interstates. I-65 is looking pretty good for this time of the morning as well. Just be careful as you approach the downtown area. If you're on the boulevard, things are stop and go at the traffic lights, but we don't have anything that's going to really slow you down this morning. Do keep in mind the school zones are still in effect, so watch your speed around them and look out for the kids and the buses. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have got to go. You're going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you, Mr. Block. It is before the top of the hour. What is it the average woman hangs on to for about 16 years? And the person that wins this will get $10 of great food at the Seafood Bistro. And let's go to DDW.
Hi.
Hi. Ooh. Are you a first-time caller?
No, I've won before.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's fine.
That's all right. What do you think the answer is?
Virginity.
Oh, for women. For 16 years. Oh, whoa.
That's a great guess. I totally get it. And it may, in fact, be accurate for all I know. I'm not well versed on that topic.
Oh, sure you're not.
Thanks for trying,
well,
Dee.
Thank you. Anyway.
Now, you see, when you call, even if you don't win, you are eligible for some great stuff next hour as we wrap up the week.
Almost one hour from now.
Yes, with the Emily segment where we do our grand prize drawing.
Right.
All right, let's go to Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good morning. Okay.
Good. How about a wedding dress?
That's been guessed already.
That's been guessed,
yeah. Do you have another answer?
No. I don't.
Okay, well, if you're thinking something, call us right back, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Eric.
Hola.
Hey.
Hola. Guten Tag.
Bovon Stoop. Well, that's all my German.
I used a Vigeta scene.
Yo estoy haciendo muy bien, pero ahorita ustedes necesitan la pregunta, la respuesta a la pregunta. Entonces, I think the answer is...
Yes?
I believe the answer is, Emily, not shots fired, so what is a grudge?
That's already been guessed.
Yeah.
That wedding dress has been guessed multiple times this morning.
Yeah.
Also, by people who want to text their answers in, that's not how it works, y'all.
Y'all. Okay, sorry. You got another option, though. What do you think about what else could it be?
I'm sorry.
Hold on. What was the question? Holding on to it for 16 years?
Yeah.
Right.
A journal.
A journal is a good guess. Not the winner. Thanks for trying. Here's Ken.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
How about a pair of shoes?
Interesting. The right pair of shoes, I could see that happening. It's not the winning answer, but good effort.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for not saying grudge.
Here's Bud. Hello, Bud.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
How about love letters?
That's good.
I think the ones I wrote have lasted a lifetime.
What were you going to guess?
That's not. It's a great guess.
It is a good guess.
You know, maybe Miss Hayes can shed some light on this. I think women...
Please.
Who's this?
Go ahead.
Please.
Finish the thought.
I think women will hang on to love letters even after they're in a committed relationship.
Who's this?
No.
I think you do.
Hi, who's
okay.
This?
I'm not a woman, but you tell me.
Could you run Pat Boone's love letters under this?
Yeah, I really do. I know this because
News Talk, who's this?
Let's go back to the phones and talk to...
I think it's disrespectful to the person that you're in a committed relationship with if you hold on to love letters from a previous relationship.
Well, SFDR, that didn't work out real well.
Thank you, Newt Gingrich, for the history lesson. Here's Rob. Oh, Rob.
Oh, Rob. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm going to take a long, go out on a long limb, and I'm going to say car.
Car.
I know that's too practical, but for a woman.
It's not it.
Too practical for a woman.
Thank you for trying.
Okay.
All right, let me ask Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, Karen, before you give your guest, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think some women hold on to...
Oh, my God, leave it be.
Go ahead with your guess.
I don't even think people write love letters anymore. It's all vulgar text messages.
Yeah, and pictures of their... So, Karen, what do you think this is that the average woman hangs on to for 16 years?
Prom dress.
Ah.
Special memories attached to that, among other
things. Oh, my God! Oh!
I'm sorry.
You proud of yourself?
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Jeez. You're...
Where'd you get your dress?
Hi, Lena.
At DNA Clothing.
Hi.
Hey, D&A. It's a popular shop.
Let it be.
Lena.
Hi.
Yes?
What do you think the answer is? What do women hold on to?
I think she might hold on to a man.
To a man
for 16 years.
That's too practical for a woman.
It's the best guess so far.
We can't give it to you with that answer, but you are hovering close to the answer.
It's a...
Okay? You're very... Okay. We can't give it to you in that form.
But you're so close. Best guess so far.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Because obviously the answer comes in some human form. Hope.
Hey, I want to change my answer now that I heard y'all give a little clue.
Right.
maybe a marriage?
Okay, that's not it either.
But
we're kind of in...
We're in the ballpark.
Especially Lena was very close.
Yes.
And so we appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Look at this response. And it's women, too, by the way.
Thank God.
Pam?
Hey.
Hi.
Sup?
Hey, mattress?
Mattress. But we appreciate the answer from...
Mr. Sandman.
Thank you for calling.
That's not it.
Jean.
Hi.
Yes, the top of the wedding cake.
The top of the wedding cake.
No, that's not it.
Are we supposed to eat that on the one-year anniversary?
Supposedly. And then... Some people...
Because it's taking up space in my freezer.
We're actually drifting away now from that really good answer. Drifting away.
Yeah, we're getting colder. Chris.
Hey, I didn't hear what Lena said, so I might be way off, but was it... how about, like, their kids' artwork? Like, kids' school papers artwork?
Oh, that's a lifetime, man. That's good. A great guess, but...
Yeah, it's not it, Chris, but thanks.
Thanks for trying.
Thank y'all.